Episode 3, Scheme.
Welcome. This is Extraordinary, brought to you by the American Business Institute of Success and Prosperity. I'm your host, Darren Ray.
I have to apologize today. I am overcoming a cold, summer cold, and I have a bit of a raspy voice. So I apologize for that up front. The last time we talked about vision and the dream and how important that is. Jim Rohn said, "Your bank balance is not bigger because you don't have enough reasons for accomplishing great things. If you had enough reasons, you could do incredible things." Today we're going to talk about the things that you can do and how to get those things done. Most of us are familiar with to-do lists, the list of all the things that I got to get done. A to-do list is important, it's helpful, but it is not a plan. A scheme is a plan, beginning to end, soup to nuts. This is how I'm going to get from where I am to where I desire to be. That being said, I want to make it clear that that does not preclude life happening. Life is going to happen, and your dreams, your plans may get waylaid, and in fact, they may get altered entirely. That's okay. A plan is a dynamic, a living document, but it at least is a chart of how to get from where you are to where you're going. When a ship sails, they have charted their course. Not only have they charted their course, but they have planned for every necessity, everything that they have to take with them, because there's no place to stop along the way until you reach a port of call. The Symphony of the Seas is the world's largest cruise ship. It can accommodate over 6,600 passengers and 2,200 crew members. They serve more than 30,000 meals a day. Now that translates into 60,000 eggs, 9,700 pounds of chicken, 20,000 pounds of potatoes, 700 pounds of ice cream for a typical 7-day cruise. Imagine what would happen if they didn't have those supplies with them, if they didn't plan for those meals. The cruise would be a disaster. What we don't fully appreciate is that our lives are very much like a ship. Most of us grow up thinking that life is a road trip, that we're just going to get in our car and drive, and the roads are paved. Along the way, there's going to be street signs, and we have maps to tell us which way to go or a GPS. Others of us think that it doesn't matter. We'll just get in and drive and see where life takes us. The Cheshire Cat had a very wise thing to say in Alice in Wonderland when Alice asked, "Which way should I go?" The cat said, "Well, that depends on where you want to end up." And Alice said, "Oh, it doesn't much matter to me." And the cat said, "Then it doesn't matter which way you go." In order to end up where you want to go, which is what we talked about last time, your ideals, your visions, you have to decide what to do to get there. Now, most of us get very overwhelmed with that prospect. We think of all the things that need to be done. And one of the things that we learned a long time ago at ABI is that that's the wrong way to plan. You don't want to sit down and plan a wedding or a vacation and line out all the things that need to be done. That becomes very overwhelming. We like to employ what we call the bridge technique. We're going to build a bridge from where we are to where we want to be. And when we build that bridge, we want to build it backwards. We want to start at the destination and work our way back to where we are today. Looking at your destination, what's one major thing that needs to be done in order to be there? And then take a next step back. What's one thing that needs to be done in order to do that one thing? And what's something that needs to be done in order to do that thing? And so forth. And you build your bridge all the way back to where you are today. Now you have one thing that you need to do today to make a step toward your ultimate destination. And all the other things that need to get done will get done in time, in their sequence, in their due order. But you've been able to reduce your plan to the one major thing, that one significant thing that needs to be done today. And you can't do that unless you've planned out the entirety of the trip. And again, we're open to flexibility. We're open to saying, wait a minute, that's not working. Let's look at this a different way. When sailing, you may run into a storm and say, we don't want to go that way. Let's go around. There's an island over here. We have to avoid that. There are shoals, there are rocks, currents, tides. All of these things need to be addressed. We need to have a plan in place first. A pilot would not take off without a flight plan. They know how much fuel they need to get from point A to point B with the winds at such an elevation. And if they don't, their trip is not likely to succeed. And so it is with us. One thing that we do encourage is write everything down, everything that comes to you as a thought, as an idea. Oh, that would be great. This would be an interesting marketing plan or marketing idea. Write them all down. We like to call it a bucket list in terms of you're throwing it all in the bucket. Not like the traditional bucket list of these are all the things I wish I had done in my life. Now I'm going to try to get them all done. Our bucket is the bucket of just a place to collect things. Don't try to keep it in your memory. Have a place to put it. We like to recommend people keep a spiral notebook at the side of their desk or a digital place for all the ideas that you have. That's a start. We have then to go through each of those and prioritize them. So you can write down all of your to-dos, your action items. I got to do this. I got to do that. But until you've really thought it through, it doesn't serve you. You've heard the phrase SMART goals. A SMART goal is one that has the SMART specifics. So anything on your list is specific. S is measurable or quantitative. Can you tell when it's done? It's attainable. By that, I mean it's believable. It's something that you truly believe you can do, or at least somebody has done. You can believe it because you've heard of it. You can see it. You can taste it. Realistic. Now, this one I'm cautious about. Realistic isn't somebody else's idea of realistic. What it means is realistic in that it will fit within your plan. For instance, it would be unrealistic to be a endeavor to be an astronaut and simultaneously to be a hot dog eating contestant. Those two things probably don't go together and wouldn't fit well in your plan. So realistic, things that fit right with your plan. The next is, and the last is time bound. That is that it's got a fixed date. It's one thing to say, oh, I got to get to this someday, but someday never comes. So again, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time bound. When you've got an action item that you have put into those criteria, now you've got an action item upon which you can act. Keep everything else. Don't throw it away because you may come back to it and say, you know what? It's time to address this one. The next thing is that many of our tasks fall into subtasks. Let's use planning a vacation. When you plan your vacation, you think about, A, where do you want to go? When do you want to go? What do you want to see when you get there? And therefore, what shall we pack? You don't do it the other way around. You don't say, we're going to go on vacation, so let's pack this, 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 and this. Now, where should we go? And how long should we stay there? Planning for a vacation is a good example of a project. A project is any task that has more than one subtask. A project is an action item that has any subtasks. So as you lay your bucket list out and you find that you can't do this until that's done, you can't do that until that's done, and you can't do that until that's done, now you know your next step. All you got to worry about is that last thing. Once that's done, then you move on to the next one. This is a huge tool for freeing up the mind, letting the mind do the creative stuff rather than trying to remember all of these things. Put it down in a place that you trust. Any system is a good system if you trust it. Any system that you don't trust and that you don't use is a lousy system. Jim Rohn said, we can either make a living or design a life. My advice to you today is to make a plan. Take your dream, make a scheme, and design your life. ABI has provided a tool that you can find online. It's called the Initial Bucket List. It's an exercise to take the things that you started with last time, your vision, and to put down some ideas of things that you want to do, things you want to see, things you want to know, people you want to meet, and then prioritize them to get to the bottom line of what matters most to you and why, and to take the things that you want to focus on first, keep all the rest, but put them into priorities and begin building your SMART, actionable scheme. My challenge to you is to go through this exercise, plan your life. The one thing that we all have in common is that we have 24 hours in a day. The thing that makes us all different is how we choose to spend that time. Choose wisely. Choose deliberately. Be intentional. Make a plan. Once you have figured out the things you need to do and you have made it time bound, you know both how long is this thing going to take and when is the best time for me to do it. So put it on your calendar. This is when I want to have it done by. This is how long it's going to take me. This is the time I'm going to allot to doing it. That is a time-bound goal. We call that process time blocking. We'll come back to time blocking another time. So I encourage you to take the time to design your life. Take the time to design your business. The clearer your plan, the clearer your vision, the more likely it is that you'll achieve it.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, please follow us on social media. Subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Extraordinary by ABI, and I'm your host, Aaron Ray.